You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. School starts today for Racine and Kenosha Unified kids. Racine Unified opens up with a new K-8, an expanded Olympia Brown, and they're turning Red Apple into a STEAM school. Drivers are being told to slow down around buses and school zones. Immigration agents will temporarily use Naval Station Great Lakes for office space, parking, and support. Chicago Sun-Times reporting. Federal officials say they're targeting serious criminals in Chicago. Illinois leaders argue the operation is dangerous and unnecessary. While in La Crosse, Vice President J.D. Vance said Milwaukee leaders should consider asking for federal help on crime. Crime in the Brew City is down overall, but homicides are up 13%. One person was hospitalized after a Racine house fire early yesterday morning. Fire crews think a dehumidifier sparked the fire, which left about $85,000 in damage. The State Street Lift Bridge in Racine is closed through this afternoon. They're doing some structural testing. Drivers are being told to use Hamilton as a detour. Company officials with Eli Lilly say they expect to create 750 jobs in Kenosha County, well above the 560 required for state tax credits. The company could earn up to $100 million in incentives if they meet hiring and investment goals. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Murph gets ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the night off. Game two of their three-game series is tomorrow night at AmFam Field against the Phillies. The Brewers losing yesterday 10-8 to Philadelphia. Manager Pat Murphy ejected from the game after first base umpire Jim Wolf's controversial call on a Phillies batter that put him on base with a walk instead of a called strike three.
You know, umpires have a hard job. What I don't like is when they're definitive that they got it right, and then I see what I see after the game, and you can see the barrels out in front of his front leg. Tell me how the barrel can be in front of his front leg at any moment and it not be a swing.
An MRI for Brewers pitcher Shelby Miller, who says he felt something pop in his elbow. He exited the game in the eighth inning. NFL, Packers holding practice and newly acquired Micah Parsons there wearing his number one jersey.
Just kind of like relentless when he's rushing. Crazy good first step. Just good lateral movement. He's just like a freak athlete. Like I feel like personally we could do a lot of stuff with him.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. New names join the cast of Star Wars Starfighter just before production begins. New cast includes Amy Adams and 14-year-old actor Flynn Gray. Star Wars Starfighter is a standalone film not connected to previous Star Wars movies, but according to The Hollywood Reporter, there is of course Star Wars timeline that must be followed, and the Starfighter takes place approximately 5 years after the events of 2019 Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. The film will be directed by Sean Levy and stars Ryan Gosling. The film is supposed to be released sometime in 2027. The Smashing Machine is a smash hit, according to Rotten Tomatoes, with a 93% critics rating. Dwayne Johnson takes a serious turn as UFC fighter Mark Kerr, which had its world premiere Monday at the Venice Film Festival. According to IndieWire, The Rock said that The Smashing Machine wouldn't have happened without his best friend, Emily Blunt. From the beginning, from the time we worked on Jungle Cruise, together she really encouraged and believed in me. The Smashing Machine opens in theaters October 3rd. The Labor Day box office was a little different than last week's, with Weapons reclaiming its number one spot after K-pop Demon Hunter took it over. Weapons with $12.8 million over the four-day holiday. So far, the horror film has earned $135 million domestically and $235 million globally. In second place, the 50th anniversary of Steven Spielberg's classic Jaws collected $9.9 million after Universal re-released it in about 3,000 theaters. Its domestic haul now stands at $283.6 million. Caught Stealing, a crime thriller from Darren Aronofsky that stars Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, came in third with $9.6 million over the holiday weekend. The weekend's new other release is Searchlight's satire, The Roses, an estimated $8 million. The Roses stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Kate McKinnon, Andy Samberg, and Olivia Colman. Are you looking for a TV show to hold you over until the NFL season? Well, here's a con pick. It's not quite The White Lotus, but it does have some similarities. I'm talking about the Peacock original, The Resort, with William Harper, Kristen Melody, and Nick Offerman. This show is about an anniversary trip that puts a marriage to the test when they find themselves in Yucatan's unsolved mysteries. I really enjoyed the series, and it only has one season with 8 episodes and a finale that'll make your jaw drop. The Resort has great critical praise with an 88% on Rotten Tomato and 7.3 on IMDb. Check it out on Peacock. It is football season starting on Thursday, so you know what that means. Finding the platform that has the game you would like to watch. Don't worry, Packer fans, we are on CBS at 3:25 on Sunday. But Thursday game, which is Dallas versus Philadelphia, is on Peacock and NBC. And Kansas City's matchup against Los Angeles on Friday will be available to stream on YouTube and NFL Plus. If you want to see where the rest of the games are, go to ESPN. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 77 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61 tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms with a high right around 73. We could get some heavy rain with a half inch or more possible. Then cooler Thursday, sunny 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.